At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right. This is where I'm going to need the people's help. Do me a favor. Let me know in the comments, can you hear me? And I guess if you don't respond, that means you can't hear me. So if you can hear me, let me know. And if you can't or you just don't respond, I'll know that you can't hear me. But I do think we have it hopefully figured out on our end. All right. So Austin was talking about Dylan Raiola, the quarterbacks, things of that nature. And I agree with a lot of your points. My favorite play of the entire spring game was a two-point conversion. Mm. It was the two-point conversion. Yes. Hold on. I got a couple comments here. All good. Sounds good.
We made it.
Thank you, Angie. My wife is absolutely. Yes, we did it. Thank you, Angie. She's phenomenally phenomenal. All right. Without her, none of the shows work, including here on The Ticket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that two-point conversion, anytime you get closer to the end zone, there's less room for the defense to cover. Things get more crowded. It's harder to throw the ball. That was such a tight window. I don't know how he fit it in there. They rolled him out to the right, so it was a little bit on the run. Okay, so many things about that throw are just not things that we've seen from recent Nebraska quarterbacks, okay? And that when you hit a receiver wide open like Jalen Lloyd, that's awesome. That's phenomenal. Great arm strength. Okay, that takes some accuracy. It's not easy. That two-point conversion, that tight window. And honestly, it put the white team ahead too. So it's kind of a key play in a practice game. That was my favorite play of the game. So here's how I rank the quarterbacks right now, and I'm going to shock nobody when I say I got Dylan 1, Arberg 2. No disrespect to Daniel, okay? He didn't have his best day. And I love that guy. Mm-hmm. I really do. He's one of my favorite players on the team that I root for several reasons I've talked about before. But I do think it's Dylan, Harburg with a little bit of separation. With Daniel at 3 at the current moment, things can change. And I just to reiterate, I've said it before, I've said it elsewhere. There's coaches in that building. The coaches in that building believe he's an NFL quarterback one day. But shocker, an 18-year-old kid might look like an 18-year-old kid in the spring. All right, how do you rank him, Austin?
Yeah, ranking's the same. I think Raiola, like you're saying, showed us stuff we haven't seen for a while in Nebraska quarterbacks. And that to me is what a mobile quarterback looks like, right? Not a running quarterback by any means. But, I mean, Adam, you chase guys that, you know, would be able to throw on the run. It's hard to defend that, right? Yes, it's hard to defend a Lamar Jackson that can run, but being able to move the pocket, to have those second effort plays, to get back into the pocket, to step up into it. I saw pocket mobility from Dylan Raiola, mm-hmm. and I think that's an element that Nebraska's lacked. I thought Heinrich Harburg looked better for the most part, at least from my vantage point. Mechanics seemed a little bit more cleaned up. The touchdown pass that he threw, I don't know if it was supposed to be back shoulder or not, but that back shoulder throw is the hardest thing to defend as a defensive back. So great throw, great adjustment by the receiver to get there. He looked decisive too. The 17-yard run that he had, he saw mm-hmm. that everyone was covered. He saw that seam open up and he got to the sideline. Last year, I think he might wait another beat longer and try to force a throw, or he might even go try to truck someone. But I like that he was smart about his health. It, you know, took off right away, got to the sideline. That was good. And then Kalen, I didn't think was horrible. I mean, clearly the third of three that played in that, you know, makes me think's in the starting rotation group potentially. Some of his misfires, I think, were just a few inches off, right? The right mm-hmm. idea, but maybe the wrong throw. The interception he's got to learn from, stared his guy down over the middle. Safety came back and made a play on it. So I wasn't necessarily concerned by Daniel Kalen's play for his first, you know, live scrimmage in front of 60,000 people. I think it's more of a credit to Raiola and to Harburg than anything to necessarily knock Kalen for right now.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, and that's a great point when it comes to Kalen. It's not like his throws are all over the place and completely erratic. I would equate it to a baseball pitcher. Okay, a baseball pitcher who's missing his spot by an inch or 2 inches or a half an inch is very different than a guy who's making the catcher run all over the place to try to get the ball back, okay, because it's at the backstop or something. So I thought Daniel showed why he was highly thought of, okay? And like you said, it's more of a compliment to Harburg, to Dylan. All right, we're getting a couple of comments here, so I want to read them really quick. All right, Ken E., I love the tunnel screen to Fedoni, where he trucked the D, the defender, I think he means. Okay, and for a while, man, Husker fans were very leery of screens for a while, but I think we've opened up our hearts to them yet again at this point in time. We're ready at this point in time to maybe love screens again. All right, Weston Gibson says, DR, so Dylan Raiola, number one, Heinrich Harburg, Daniel Kalen, 1, 2, 3. Ken E. says, quarterback rank, Raiola, 1, DK, 2, maybe 1C. They all looked good. All right. HH was 2. Heinrich Harburg was 2 in there. For me, when it comes to Raiola, to me, he looks like if he wanted to run, he could. Not that he's, you know, got blazing speed, but he could. He's got that pocket mobility, that pocket awareness, the ability to make off-balance throws with the arm strength, the accuracy, the funky angles. Okay. The most annoying quarterbacks that I ever played against was not Michael Vick. Or guys like that. And I'm not saying any of the quarterbacks in that quarterback room are Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. I'm saying the most annoying quarterbacks were the guys with pocket awareness. You've got them, and then you don't. And it's you get off the ground more pissed off in those situations as a pass rusher than when Michael Vick gets away from you because he's Michael freaking Vick or something like that. I think Dylan's got that pocket awareness, the mobility, and the ability to make all these weird angle throws with the arm strength, the accuracy, things of that nature. So that's kind of what stood out to me. Final thoughts on the wide receivers. Any final thoughts you have there, Austin?
Didn't see a lot from Jamal Banks. He was on the field a bit, but didn't see him make an impact. Curious to monitor that throughout the summer and into the fall. That's a guy that got rave reviews for leadership and I think can be a big body in that room that Nebraska just doesn't really have. Jalen Lloyd, wide receiver 3 for me. Ja'Cory Barney's going to be fun. Isaiah Nayor, too. Right? They got that touchdown called back on the blindside block, but that looks like a legitimate yards after catch option for Nebraska, not just with the vertical speed, but I liked in that last kind of 2-minute drill that Kalen was running. First play of the drive, they kind of drag Nayor across the field. Kalen hits him in stride, and instead of trying to turn it upfield, he just beat everyone to the sideline, picked up another 4 or 5 yards vertically, but saved the time at the end. So I'm excited by that wide receiver group.
I am too, and I've said a couple times this offseason that, in my opinion, Isaiah Nayor may have the highest ceiling for this upcoming season. Now, Jamal Banks is the most accomplished, so there's expectations that come with that. And Isaiah is obviously physically talented. There's other guys in that room that may be even a little bit faster, although Isaiah's got the height and size on him a little bit. To me, when you factor in experience and physical ability, he may have the highest ceiling of anybody in that room. And as a guy who's come back from knee injuries and other injuries, the biggest question mark, and I've said this, and I'm not trying to jinx the guy, you know, it's just the only question I have. He has the highest ceiling. How does he bounce back from that knee injury? How does he feel? Usually that first year is the toughest, okay?
Well, and he's sitting behind a first-round draft pick and a second-round draft pick, behind Worthy and Mitchell, so hard to fault a guy for that.
No, that's very true. But there's a difference between usually that first year. There's a big jump from how you feel coming back from an injury from year 1 to year 2. There's a difference between being cleared from a doctor to play and feeling good. Okay, that first year, it usually takes 9 to 12 months, depending on the injury, to feel good. You may be clear, but you may not feel good. This second year, he's probably going to be feeling good, so I'm excited to see what he can do. Kenny says, last year coaches were like, what can we run? This year should be, what do we run? In other words, they've got a lot more options, so I like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, check out On the Block, Austin, Eastrick every day, 2 to 4, here on 93.7 The Ticket. I appreciate you joining me, Austin.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do an extra commercial break. Pay some extra bills, and then I'll be right back.